With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration has proposed a peace plan being considered by both Moscow and Kyiv. Russia expert Max Bergman with the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the U.S. peace proposal cannot be the end game.
If this is going to go anywhere, I think it has to be seen not as the kind of end final agreement, but as the starting point for a long series of talks and negotiations that hopefully take place between both Ukraine and Russia, but also between Europe and Russia, because that's a crucial aspect of a lot of the provisions in this proposal.
The plan foresees Ukraine handing over territory to Russia, something Kyiv has repeatedly ruled out, while reducing the size of its army and blocking its coveted path to NATO membership. A judge deals the Trump administration a setback over the deployment of National Guard troops to combat crime in Washington, D.C.
D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab filed the challenge, calling it a lawless incursion. Judge Cobb concluded that while the president does have the authority to protect federal functions and property, he can't unilaterally deploy the Guard to help with crime control or call in troops from other states. The district's attorney general is calling for the troops to be sent home, saying that normalizing their use for domestic law enforcement sets a dangerous precedent. The White House stands by the deployment. Spokeswoman Abigail Jackson says the lawsuit's an attempt to undermine the president's efforts to stop violent crime in D.C. Deployments in other cities have led to similar court challenges with mixed results. Jennifer King, Washington.
Gunmen have attacked a Catholic school in Nigeria, abducting more than 200 school children and 12 teachers. The Christian Association of Nigeria reported Friday's incident at St. Mary's School in the Papiri community. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 493 points. This is SRN News. A lot of young people want to turn the government over to AI, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A survey from Rasmussen reports and the Emerging Issues Center reveals that 41% of Americans ages 18 to 39 think it would be a good idea to allow advanced artificial intelligence systems to make public policy decisions. Incredibly, 36% of young people also think AI should decide, quote, rights that belong to individuals and families, including rights related to speech, religious practices, government authority, and property. Michael Harrington reporting.
A veteran FBI employee is claiming in a lawsuit that he was fired last month after displaying a gay pride flag at his workspace. David Maltinsky had worked for the FBI for 16 years. He's been dismissed for inappropriate display of political signage. The plaintiff also promoted diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. This is SRN News. The Council on American-Islamic Relations has filed a lawsuit against Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
The governor labeled the group a foreign terrorist organization. The Dallas-Fort Worth and Austin chapters of CARE are asking a federal judge to strike down the proclamation. They argue it violates the U.S. Constitution and state law. Abbott's proclamation also prohibits CARE from purchasing land in Texas. CARE claims the proclamation relies on unfounded statements. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Trump administration has sued California for providing in-state college tuition, scholarships, and subsidized loans to students who aren't legally in the United States. The lawsuit was filed Thursday in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of California. It says the practice harms U.S. citizens. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.